Right now, Sitkins vote in four locations: the Public Safety Academy, Centennial Hall, the Methodist Church, and Grace Harbor Church.
In Sitka, it seemed like it was somewhat redundant when you had a precinct within a mile and a half to 2 miles from another precinct.
That is Municipal Clerk Colleen Ingman. She proposed consolidating the precincts in connection with the legislative redistricting process that Alaska is going through right now. Under the plan, everyone would vote at two precincts, both of which would be located at Centennial Hall.
I picked Centennial Hall for a number of reasons, because it had the capacity, it had the parking, it had the accessibility, it had the restrooms, and it was centrally located. And it is within 7 miles of just every resident in Sitka, whether they live on an island or whether they live at the very end of either road.
Ingman says the primary reason for wanting to consolidate the precincts is because of accessibility. The city has received complaints from people who are disabled of trouble navigating parking lots or doors at every location except Centennial Hall. Still, the plan has drawn concern from District Democratic Party Chairman Keith Nitre. He says he's been assured that there will be the same number of voting booths and poll workers as there would with four precincts.
But there's an issue of parking. There's an issue when it comes time to vote for a general primary in August. The cruise ships are still here using a Centennial building. I'm more afraid of voter disenfranchisement for many reasons.
Local Republican Party leaders said Monday that they had not heard much about the plans. This year's primary election is August 28th. As for the cruise ship concern, one vessel is scheduled to stop in Sitka that day, the 382-passenger Silver Shadow. Ingman requested the change about a year ago in a letter to the State Division of Elections. She says part of the process will be public notification about the changes that should begin in the near future, and that includes signs posted at all former precincts redirecting voters to Centennial Hall. Alaska Division of Elections Director Gail Finumiai said the new precincts are not a done deal. She says there are still some administrative steps before they're finalized, including a 30-day public comment period still to be announced. This is Ed Ronco in Sitka.